Hey everyone, welcome to the Bethlehem Wildcast. This is going to be the podcast for the week of November the 25th through the 29th. We've got a great show ahead, so stick around, Wildcats.
Hey guys, it's Journey, Kinsey, and Anna with news and weather. Let's start off with the news.
FCCLA will be staying after school on Monday to clean the bathrooms for their state community project. Senior Beta is getting ready for state convention, which will be held in January.
Good luck, everyone. Attention seniors, please bring in 2 pound cakes each for the steak sandwich lunch. Bring them in to Miss Matthews or see Miss Ellenberg by Thursday. Herf Jones will be on campus for class ring and letterman jacket deliveries on Friday, November 22nd. Between 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock a.m., full payment is required to pick up items.
Chipola dual enrollment students. Early registration for the spring semester begins November 12th and ends December 9th. See Ms. Bailey for a course voucher.
Now let's get back to the attendance war. First place is first grade with 46%. Second place is ninth grade with 45%. And third place is fifth grade with 40%. Keep up the good work, everybody. The sophomores who will be competing to make a Rube Goldberg machine will compete against other schools. We will be gone this Friday. Good luck to all the 10th graders. Now on to Anna with the weather.
Friday, November the 20th, a.m. clouds and p.m. sun, with a high of 76 and a low of 59. Saturday, November the 23rd, thunderstorm showers with a high of 78 and a low of 64. Sunday, November the 24th, mostly sunny with a high of 64 and a low of 39. Monday, November the 25th, sunny with a high of 60 and a low of 46. For Thanksgiving's weather, Thursday, November the 28th, partly cloudy with a high of 67 and a low of 54. This weather has been accurate as of November the 20th. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Be safe over the Thanksgiving break.
This has been Journey, Kinsey, and Anna with news and weather. Stay tuned for the next segment.
Wildcats, and welcome back to
Funky Factoids.
This week we are going to be talking about one of the most patriotic birds known to man, the bald eagle. Now let's get started.
Did you know that bald eagle nests are about 5 to 6 feet in diameter and 2 to 4 feet tall?
Wow.
I did not know that.
That's crazy. I actually saw a bald eagle the past couple weeks at my grandma's farm.
Oh wow, really?
Yeah.
Did you know that the bald eagle has been the national emblem of the United States since 1782? It was chosen for its majestic appearance and representation of freedom and strength.
That's pretty cool.
Didn't it like, or let me rephrase that, wasn't it like in competition with the turkey or something?
No.
Yes, it was.
Turkeys are the worst.
It was in competition with the turkey.
It was, because didn't like Benjamin Franklin say something about it?
I don't know, but the turkey lost, so we don't care.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Did you know that on average, male bald eagles weigh 25% less than females?
It's because they're bald. They don't have the hair that the females do.
The females just have so much hair weighing them.
Exactly.
Make sure you check out birdsandblooms.com for more facts.
Now it's time for our thought of the week. This week's thought is, don't be afraid of being outnumbered. Eagles fly alone. Pigeons flock together. Unknown.
That is a really cool quote.
Birds of a feather flock together.
Hey!
Did you guys hear about that eagle that he went on the show and he won for singing and dancing?
I did not.
Yeah, he was a very talented eagle.
Sick. Thanks all you crazy wildcats for tuning in for
Funky Factoids!
Tune in next week for more funky facts. Bye!
Hello, Wildcats. This is Coda.
And Avery.
Here to talk about the story of Thanksgiving. On November 1621, Thanksgiving was celebrated by the Pilgrims after their first harvest. This feast lasted 3 days. There were 90 Native Americans and 53 Pilgrims. This evidence was cited from history.com. Fun fact, there was only 4 women and 25 children and teenagers. Here's another fun fact. Americans eat 46 million turkeys each Thanksgiving. Last fun fact, when they make pumpkin pie, they hull out the shell, filling it with milk, honey, and spices to make a custard. They roast the gourd whole in hot ashes.
As you could imagine, Thanksgiving today is nowhere near how it was when Thanksgiving was first created. The first Thanksgiving was 3 days long and there was about 150 people, mostly Native Americans. Nowadays, Thanksgiving is celebrated one day a year and that's the fourth Thursday of November. History.com states that for the 3 day feast, they had turkey, fruits, vegetables, fish, shellfish, potatoes, and pumpkin pie. And for some reason, I was really surprised about the pumpkin pie. The first Thanksgiving was actually to celebrate the first harvest in the New World, as said on MayflowerHistory.com. Also, was that there was far more Native Americans than there were Pilgrims. On the website Bustle, it states that what makes today's Thanksgiving different from the first is the operation in which it was prepared and how the families came together in different ways then and now. This has been
Coda
and Avery. Stay tuned for the next segment.
Hello, Wildcats. This is Coda
and Avery
with the Take of Today, here to tell you some interesting facts about the apps and technology in our everyday lives. The app of today is Fitness Court. This app gives you direction to the nearest gym. It gives you multiple challenges to make you fit or bulk your body. You pick a certain trainer. Your trainer can be from around the world. My trainer is Australian. If you're interested in this app, check it out on the App Store or Google Play.
Microsoft. A well-known company that has released many products like computers, laptops, and they even partnered with Xbox to make changing things in the settings or searching for games on the Xbox Store a whole lot easier. These products are really comfortable to use, and with one of their laptops, they make traveling really simple and fun. The prices of these products are a little expensive. They are amazing in quality, though. Laptops cost up to $1,600, PCs cost $700, and an Xbox One cost $480. And the items can be found on Microsoft.com.
This has been Coda
and Avery.
Thank you for listening and stay tuned for history.
Hello, my name is Coda and I'm here with Cameron. We are here to discuss a flash in time. We're going back to November 25th to November 28th. So let's get to it.
On November 25th, 1963, President JFK's body is laid in rest in Arlington National Cemetery.
1920, in Philadelphia, Gimbel's department stores begin what is now the nation's oldest annual Thanksgiving Day parade.
On November 26, 1791, President Washington holds the first cabinet meeting.
1942, Casablanca, starring Humphrey Bogart and Ingrid Bergman, premieres in New York City.
On November 27, 1924, the first Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is held in New York City.
1834, Thomas Davenport, a Vermont blacksmith, invents the electric motor.
On November 28, 1925, the Grand Ole Opry makes its radio debut on WSM in Nashville.
1942, Ford's Willow Run plant in Michigan rolls out its first B-24 bomber. This has been Coda and Cameron. Tune back in next week for more history. Until then, stay in school and stay cool.
Hello, this is Journey, and today we have a special segment. Instead of what we usually do, we're going to have a Thanksgiving segment where our whole podcast here at Bethlehem High is going to tell you what they're thankful for.
Hi, my name's Cash. I'm here with a Thanksgiving segment. I usually do history, and I'm thankful for being able to spend Thanksgiving with my family. I'm thankful for this because maybe you won't always have that opportunity. So value the time that you got. I'm also thankful for my girlfriend because she supports me.
Hi, my name's Nisa, and I usually do funky factoids and news. I'm thankful for having so many supportive friends and family members who have offered a lending hand in my time of need when I've been at my absolute worst. I'm also thankful for being blessed with two loving Maine Coon cats who have provided comfort in moments of distress.
Hello, this is Coda. I do tech usually, but first of all, I'm thankful for my friends because they've always been there for me. And I'm also thankful for my old football coach. He became a father figure to me when I had no one.
Hi, I'm Haley, and I'm a part of the Days of the 80s and Funky Factoids here on the Bethlehem Wildcast. I'm thankful for my sister in theater. I'm thankful for Katie because she's been with me through thick and thin, and she is there whenever I need to vent. And I'm thankful for theater because without theater, I wouldn't be as happy as I possibly could be. I would seriously wouldn't be the person that I am today without it.
Hi, my name is Cameron, and usually I do history. I am thankful for my family because they have been there all of my life, and they have put a roof over my head, put clothes on my body, and taken care of me. My friends did a lot, too. They have been there for me and introduced me to new things.
Hey, my name is Anna, and I usually do the weather. And I'm just going to tell you what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for my senior year because I'm glad I made it this far to my senior year. And it will be my last year. Then I'm thankful for my family because I have a roof over my head and they spend a lot of money on me. And then I'm thankful for my friends because I get to spend time with them and I get to hang out with them. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
What I'm thankful for is that I have my family and friends because they have helped me and I love them. Another thing that I'm thankful for is that school is fun. It's fun because my teachers are nice. Happy Thanksgiving.
And I'm thankful for my family and the friends that I've made, especially in the past couple years. I'm thankful that I get to be a part of so many programs here at Bethlehem. And I'm thankful for you guys for listening to this podcast that we do. We put in a lot of hard work every week, and I'm thankful that you guys listen to it. We do sports, funky factoids, and the 80s show. And this is my second year doing the podcast. Me and Haley and Anna are the only second years doing the podcast. And it's been fun, so like I said, thank you guys for listening.
Hey guys, my name is Kenzie, and I'm the producer of the Wildcast show here. Thanksgiving to me means happiness. It is a time that we bring our families together and celebrate our blessings. We have feast and drink tea and create memories that we never knew we could have. Not only do we eat a lot, but we also remember those who gave up their freedom to allow us to have these days. Thanksgiving is a day of remembrance for me. It brings all the fall vibes and happiness to the tables.
Hey everyone, I'm Dane.
And I'm Haley.
And today we're going back to the days of the 80s. Today we brought you five great animated movies from the 80s to check out if you haven't yet.
First we have Transformers the Movie.
This movie kind of came out as a finale for the old Transformers TV show in the 80s, which is a really good show, by the way. You should check it out. And it's about the Autobots fighting off an all-out attack from the Decepticons and defending Earth from this planet-eating robot called Unicron.
Next, we have The Land Before Time.
If you've ever seen any of the Land Before Time movies, you know it's about this group of young dinosaurs, and they go on adventures and stuff. The first movie actually came out in the 80s. And it kind of gives like the backstories of how they all met each other, and it's pretty cool. I know when I was a kid, I really enjoyed those movies, so you should definitely check out the first one.
Next up, we have The Chipmunk Adventure.
The Chipmunk Adventure is about the chipmunks and the Chibettes from Alvin and the Chipmunks, obviously, going on an adventure around the world. It's like a race kind of a thing, and I remember watching this movie so many times as a kid, and I forgot about it basically until we were making this list, and I was like, this movie was really good when I was a kid, so we got to put it on the list. And so it's pretty good. You should definitely check it out.
Next up, we have The Care Bears.
The Care Bears is about a couple of orphans uniting with the Care Bears, and they're taking on an evil spirit whose goal is to destroy the Care Bears. And I'm pretty sure I've seen this when I was a kid. It's a little fuzzy because, you know, you're really little when you watch these kind of movies, but...
The last movie we have for you today is The Little Mermaid.
The Little Mermaid, I would say, is probably one of the best classic Disney movies of all time. And it's about this mermaid named Ariel, and she really wants to be a human so she can live with the humans and hang out with Prince Eric. And she ends up going to this witch named Ursula, who tells her she can do it, but it costs her voice. And there's a whole thing, and I don't want to spoil the ending for you guys. You've probably seen it, but... Definitely check it out. It's a really good Disney movie. All right, everyone, that's going to be the 80s show for this week. I'm Dane.
And I'm Haley.
And we'll see you guys next week. Okay, guys, that is going to be the podcast for this week. I'm Dane, signing off for all of us here at the Bethlehem Wildcast, and we'll see you guys next week.